Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Your mind, a busy day on the program. We're going to start with Congressman Kelly Armstrong taking your calls right out of the chute here. Give us a ring at 800-228-0550. Grab a pen. I'll give you that number again in a moment. Or you can text us. I'll give you that number in just a second, too. Chet Pollard will be here, the House Majority Leader in North Dakota. We talked to Rich Warner, the Senate Majority Leader, yesterday. We'll talk about the upcoming special session with the House Leader. Jim, the flagpole guy, is going to be here. Mark Morgan will join us for an update on the border and this wave of continuing illegal immigration that comes from Mexico. Self-inflicted wound by the Biden administration. Senator Kevin Cramer will be there tomorrow, by the way. Look forward to getting an update on that. Mark, by the way, was Trump's customs and border protection guy. So, and then there's a rally being planned at the state capitol in Bismarck. We have details on that November 8th. Jay Lundeen will join us to talk about that today on the program. So let's get to it. And let's start with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Welcome back, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. Scott, how are you?
I'm glad we could pull you out of that meeting with Biden. Oh, wait a minute. He's meeting with Democrats again, right? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I got asked by a reporter out here what it's like. I said it's like Groundhog Day. Every day I go and fight with Democrats about the unrealistic agenda they have on energy and the environment, and then go to the House floor and vote now.
No kidding.
And rinse and repeat.
I feel like, you know, this whole framework and this whole, social Bernie Sanders wish list from the presidential campaign. Speaking of Groundhog's Day, we just keep hearing the same stuff every day. I mean, is there any doubt they're going to do a little victory dance today and say they have a quote-unquote framework? I mean, this train's left the station already, hasn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, they can do their victory dance and say they have a framework, but, I mean, the progressives in the House are not going to vote for an infrastructure bill without seeing text. And I don't think it's because they don't trust the president. I think they don't trust Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin. They keep putting these self-imposed deadlines that they keep blowing by, which I'm happy with because I think the policy is terrible. But I'm just really curious about the political calculation.
Yeah, good point. I guess, they got to actually vote, but they're playing this game of, the framework, which means absolutely nothing. Now, one theory is, and by the way, you're right, Ilhan Omar said today there will be no agreement from the House leftists until they see the text of the bill. So she said that moments ago on Fox.
I'm glad she took time away from trashing her own cops in her own city, so that's great.
Isn't it nice? Yes, exactly right. Not a proud moment that she's an NDSU grad either, by the way. An unfortunate deal. And actually came to... what was that the whole deal with her brother? And yeah, never mind. Anyway, so one of the things I've heard some Democrats in the Senate say, perfect opportunity to pass the infrastructure bill that was actually infrastructure as opposed to the soft infrastructure, which is no infrastructure at all. And the first one being paid for by the Highway Trust Fund, dollars actually for this kind of thing, as well as CARES Act money that was set to be wasted. And they're kind of pushing for a vote there. It's already passed the Senate, so it would have to pass the House. Do you anticipate that vote being rather quick?
I don't know. I don't think it passes without. I mean, Scott, you and I have talked about this before, and this is just a very interesting different dynamic between the House and the Senate. In the House, these bills are intrinsically linked. I mean, every member of Democratic leadership has said you can't have one without the other. So, I don't know. There will be a handful of Republicans that'll vote in the House that'll vote for the infrastructure bill. I think there'd be more if the other one was gone, right? I mean, that's the whole different argument. But as far as I'm aware, they have at least 20 members of the Progressive Caucus that said they will not vote for the infrastructure bill unless they both come to the floor at the same time. And if that's the case, then you don't get any more Republicans because then it's all one bill, not two. Even if you do, the only difference is you have two votes back to back instead of one big vote.
But if you had to pick and say, okay, infrastructure that actually, you know, doubles the spending in North Dakota over the next 5 years and actually has infrastructure, it's got a lot of garbage in it too, obviously, because you can't do any bill right now without, you know, negotiating with Democrats, and they're going to want stuff in there that isn't really, we've not considered infrastructure, but there at least is infrastructure, at least it's paid for, other than all the social change and things they're trying to ram through on the other. If you could get the first to kill the last, would that be worth doing?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that they measured in the Senate when they did it. I think just by the nature of time, I want option C. Option C is the Senate passed by unanimous consent a flexibility on the CARES Act money bill, which frees up somewhere between $180 and $500 billion that states already have. So you don't even have to implement it. And it passed unanimously through the Senate, and Speaker Pelosi won't even bring it to the floor. So I kind of go with option C right now just because of the time that's changed from there. And that money's already been authorized, but more importantly, it's already been appropriated to the states. So you don't need the federal government to figure out how to implement it. The states get to do that, which I think would be a really great thing to do right now just to show the American people we can function. But unfortunately, she won't bring it to the fore.
By the way, Biden is leaving Capitol Hill, so no doubt he'll spike the football at some point and say, I got my framework. Barely able to walk out of the Capitol. Nancy Pelosi's like having to hold him up, and he looks like, you know, one step, two step, three step. It's hard to see. But I'm sure we'll get some happy talk at some point here. One of the worst things in this monstrosity that they're negotiating is this IRS provision. They first said any transaction is $600 and more for anybody, anywhere, that they could snoop on that. Banks are pushing back against it. Then they said, $10,000, but then they didn't tell us that was cumulative, so basically it's the same thing.
$200 a week.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I've seen in the way of positive news on that is Joe Manchin said he talked the president out of it, but what's your take on how you stop that?
Well, and 20 Democrats sent a letter to their leadership saying they weren't going to support that provision either. Here's my take. This is where grassroots activism and relationships with your small town community bank actually effectuate policy in Washington, D.C. Listen, I was never going to support it anyway. It's a terrible invasion of privacy. The IRS has already proven they have more leaks than the sieve. But there are a lot of members of Congress that took a ton of pressure from their own constituency, and that's what killed this. And I think that's how this is supposed to work. That's how when your constituents tell you no in waves and droves, and the organization that occurred from local community banks and people who you have a personal relationship, that's why this isn't going to be in the bill. So anybody listening who called me or called any member of Congress to voice their concerns, thank you for doing that, because that's what's actually killed this piece of legislation, and I don't think it makes it through.
So you're confident this is dead? It won't happen?
I'm not confident anything's dead until I see the text. They're having a rules committee meeting this morning. They don't have the text of the bill they're going to put a rule for the floor on. But, yes, I think the momentum is very, very much against it.
And by the way,
people who are listening to this call or listening to this radio show.
Yeah, there was enough sunshine in there that at least got to the point of political pain for Democrats, it sounds like, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What was their intention with that, do you think? What was their design?
Well, so their design is that there are all of these smaller transactions that should be taxable. You hire somebody to fix your deck, whatever, all of those different things. And because of apps like Venmo and PayPal, they think there's this huge swath of untaxable transactions that the IRS should be accomplishing. And even if they're correct, right? I mean, technology allows us to do a lot of things differently, good, bad, and indifferent. This is like taking a Gatling gun to a knife fight. I mean, even if you've identified a problem, this is not the solution, which is essentially to allow the IRS to spy on every financial transaction of every American. So it's a terrible policy. You would go back to, you know, I mean, people taking money out of banks. It's just a terrible idea. It would have essentially spied on every American's bank account, and that's just unacceptable.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us. If you have a question or comment, welcome today as well. He'll be here to the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about energy and just unbelievable what's going on with the price of gas right now, and the self-inflicted wound there. So I want to talk about that, too. But anything else you have to ask, please do. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So they said Biden was going to talk before he left. He's now leaving. Motorcade pulling out, didn't talk. You glean anything out of that?
Yeah, well, I don't think he spiked him a football yet, which is good news for North Dakota and good news for the American people.
Yeah, and this, by the way, was added to his calendar late because he's going overseas to meet with foreign leaders, and they wanted the victory lap on the climate part of this mess. You mentioned earlier the environmental side. What worries you most there about what's in this horrific package?
Lots. Absolutely is devastating to the most important industries in North Dakota, which is ag and energy. You know, they started with the Clean Energy Performance Plan, which would have essentially, I mean, there's technical things where you could use 45Q, and these all get in the weeds, but essentially coal, natural gas would not be available to the push towards electrification. They've changed that now to a $500 billion subsidy, which is, I guess, less bad, but the outcome probably going to be similar. So.
Isn't it sad? We're working on less bad right now under the Biden administration. Congressman Kelly Armstrong continues, and your call's welcome after this. Don't go away.
Unleaded 88 retailers across the state are participating in the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, West Fargo, and Williston, and Tesoro and Widmere. 3 cents per gallon of unleaded 88 sold in October will go to North Dakota Women's Way. Choose the unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
H.A. Thompson and Sons has been on the job since 1908. Started as a little plumber, just grew and grew. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Their expertise is in a whole lot of buildings all across the Northern Plains, and now they manage a lot of those HVAC and mechanical systems as well. Long time. Longer than Todd the Radio God's been. Todd the Radio God, H.A. Thompson and Sons, has been at it. You know what I'm saying? And now they're pros at indoor air quality. So if you want to zap the virus and anything else that's in the air, you want to call them because they have a whole range of options. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Text questions flooding in here for you. How about the mileage tax? And also saying if your house increases in value, it's counted as income. I think they're talking about the unrealized capital gains. There was a provision that literally said, you know, you don't have to wait till you sell your home for more to be taxed on, you know, the amount you made. We'll do it year to year as it grows in value. So two questions there, mileage tax and also the unrealized capital gains tax. Are they in the final framework, whatever that is?
So the mileage tax was actually, it wasn't implemented. Remember, this was a study that was put in the underlying infrastructure bill. I don't like that language. I think it should be out of there. But there is, as far as I'm aware, now listen, they got to find pay for somewhere in the reconciliation. So again, until we see text, I don't know. But as of now, nothing I have seen actually imposes a mileage tax. And they don't want to do that, Democrats, because they don't want to tax electric vehicles, because that just takes out their entire message of pushing towards electrification. So we'll wait and see what happens. The unrealized gains thing is just going to be a mess, and you don't have to take my word for it. Top Democratic leadership in the Senate that has been doing this stuff forever said the reason you only pass a tax bill, whether it's a Republican tax bill or a Democratic tax bill, every 4 to 5 years is because it's really complicated. You can't come up with a brand new taxing idea on Wednesday and turn it into text by Friday. And that's before we get into whether it's even constitutional.
Unbelievable. Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today on the program. Another question about the vax mandates. How can businesses and federal contractors enforce something that isn't actually a rule or a law, they're asking?
Well, they can't, and that's the thing. And there's some in-the-weed stuff on the OSHA thing. One is how they get past the rulemaking authority, which I don't think they have the authority to do at this point. But I think, unfortunately, what was the purpose of a lot of that vaccine mandate was to give air cover to a lot of big businesses to implement one on their own, which has already occurred just after the press conference that the president had. So you've got this quasi group of people running around everywhere, terrified of these $1,400 fines, but there's no language or text to what the rule actually looks like. And outside of it being a very, very, very overreaction and draconian measure from the federal government, this is really a bad way to govern.
Can
people with something that doesn't exist? That's a terrible thing.
From a legal standpoint, how would you fight that?
Well, I mean, from a legal standpoint, you're not really fighting OSHA at this point. You're fighting a business who says they're implementing it. And that's a different question. I mean, if the business is doing it because they're scared of the federal government, you're an employee, then that's a different argument than if the federal government's actually doing, which is why I think it was done, which is really, really kind of nefarious.
Should North Dakota's attorney general do something legally? Should the legislature do something? You're talking about a legal, angle for someone that is being required to do that when it doesn't actually exist. Maybe go. What's the best legal position to do this? Statewide, just say they won't happen here, like other states have done. What would you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's obviously options for that. I don't know. I mean, listen, we've all had these different issues of whatever. I don't know if there's a state with a better attorney general and a better attorney general's office for fighting this kind of regulatory overreach. You know, we're the reason there's still an injunction on WOTUS. I know there's a group of attorney generals. I mean, if you want to talk about big tech, it's our state attorney generals that are going to hold Google accountable way before DOJ ever does. I know they're all talking. I've talked to Attorney General Stengem, and federal rulemaking in general, they want to make sure it's done appropriately and properly. So I know that'll end up moving forward. When it comes to state legislature, you're going to have Majority Leader Pollard on. You've had Majority Leader Wardner on. I always punt this issue. I'm completely comfortable punting it because when I was the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, if one of my federal delegation would have weighed in on things we were doing, I would have been really frustrated with it. That's why we have state government talk to your guys there.
Texter says there's a House bill called Natural Immunity is Real Act. Ask Congressman Armstrong if he will co-sponsor it.
I will absolutely look at it. I'm one of those guys that has natural immunity. But right now, I mean, really, this stuff is all moving around and dealing with it. I'm assuming it's a Thomas Massie bill because he's one of the smartest people I know on that issue.
Let's see what else. I want to ask you a little bit about energy. It seems like the Senate and the House, especially on the Republican side, are sounding the alarm on the detrimental effects of the Biden administration's policies to the price of everything on energy. I saw the press conference you did with Steve Scalise and others yesterday. Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind been doing the same over there. Is this a political winner? Is this something that's awakening people to the dangers of the Biden administration?
Yes, and here's why. Because their bills are going up. Listen, you have to be uniquely incompetent to have a program that is expensive for consumers, hostile to domestic energy producers, and terrible for American workers. And that's before they ever pass the reconciliation bill. If you are an unemployed pipeline worker in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and you just got notice that your heating bill is going to go up by $300 this winter, you're angry and you're frustrated. If you're a cattle producer and you go to a grocery store right now and you see that steak is 2.5 times more expensive than it was when you went the last time, and you know not a dollar of that is coming back to you, you're angry and you're frustrated. If you have to heat your corn or deal with fertilizer next spring as an egg producer in North Dakota, dry your corn, not heat your corn. We heat corn at home, they dry it in the bins. You're angry and you're frustrated. And this isn't a political talking point. You are literally seeing it in your bank account every single day. So, yes, it's a winner.
And isn't it blatantly obvious that it's self-inflicted wound? And self-inflicted in the impacts. I'm not so sure they didn't know what was going to happen. Are you? I mean, this seems to be pretty obvious. They had an idea of the impact of what this was going to do if they did it.
This administration's strategy is to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and greenlight Nord Stream. Cancel permitting on federal lands, but ask OPEC to increase production. Think about that. Like, listen, this isn't a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. This isn't a North Dakota versus Wisconsin issue. Think about that. Our number one ally in the world is Canada. And we shivved them and greenlit Russia. North Dakota is the reason why the U.S. is a domestic energy powerhouse. And we're asking OPEC to increase production.
It is a head scratcher. You can't get your mind around it. It is, but I do agree. I think that anybody that takes the time to understand this, left, right, liberal, conservative, I think would be, ask themselves what is sinister about this? I mean, why could anybody do this? So I'm glad you guys are raising. I really do. I hope it brings some people to an awakening of sorts here. Last one quickly. What is Representative Armstrong doing to remove mandates from the federal government and give the power back to the state of North Dakota?
Outside individually of everything going on now, this is something I actually first started working on with then Congressman Greg Gianforte, who's now the governor of the great state of Montana, and we continue to do it. We're trying to force these issues everywhere we can within our committees of jurisdiction and energy and commerce. We're putting together things that we can actually implement when we take the majority back. And listen, for everybody at home who's frustrated, I'm frustrated too.
Yeah, no kidding. How can you not be? Thanks, Kelly. Out of time. Appreciate it. Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
It's
coming
time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. Reuters is reporting the president of the New York City's Firefighter Union told reporters Wednesday that he's advised unvaccinated members to ignore Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers. Under de Blasio's order that's due to take effect Friday, unvaccinated city employees would be placed on unpaid leave. The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Warning, warning, warning. Breaking news. I'm about to make you hungry. That's right.
You would.
What's for lunch today at Petroserve USA, you ask? Pulled pork or a French dip sandwich in Valley City. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood. Lasagna with garlic toast. Oh, I know I was waiting for some reason. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Love it. Salisbury steak on NP Avenue. And tater tot hot dish in Glendon. Petroserve USA. It's also Bison Home Football Week, so you could be the next game day winner. If you haven't registered this week, you're not in the drawing for two $500 gift cards. Drawing for that every week. And don't forget 49-cent fountain pops. Rest of this week. Great deal. Petroserve USA. All right. Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, is joining us next. We're waiting for Chet to answer his phone. As soon as he does, we'll have him on the program. Maybe I better text him and say, hey, it's us calling. Right?
I just left him a message, too.
Oh, did you?
All right. He's a busy guy. Might have something going on.
The special session of the North Dakota Legislature is coming up. About 10 days, I guess. Yesterday, talked to Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner, and wanted to get the House take on this from House Leader Chet Pollard, so we'll do that momentarily. Jim the Flagpole guy is coming up here. We have Mark Morgan to talk about the border and then tell you about a rally that'll happen on the steps of the Capitol. I think it's on the steps of the Capitol. I know it's in Bismarck, related to the special session and some health freedom issues. We're going to find out about that. Exactly right. Texter says it's against humanity to force Americans, especially children, to be forced to take an emergency-use-only placebo. That Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, these companies only want emergency use so they won't be liable for deaths. The U.S. is now the most corrupted entity on the planet, period. Greed is unbelievable. Another texter says it's not incompetent, it's evil. Yeah. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Todd's asking if I'm alive. I am alive. You alive, Kevin?
All good. Last
I'm
check.
Asking? I'm not asking anything.
Oh, somebody was asking you if you were alive. I'm sorry. I misread that in the
thing.
But I did notice Todd dropped off the stream, so I thought, you know, I think that was a fair question, Todd.
Yeah,
so
my...
we can't see you anymore.
The StreamYard died. Something went wrong, is the screen I have.
All that's inside baseball. I mean, you can't see Todd's smiling face on the live stream, which, by the way, we...
No, great loss.
We have all of us not only
Facebook page downloaded and you can have it all day long.
Not only on the radio, but we're also on video. So check it out on our website and our social media. We'd love to have you watching along. King gives you a little behind the scenes of flavor of what's happening with the program. We're tracking down Chet Pollard, House Majority Leader, in a moment here. By the way, the reason it sounds like Biden didn't talk to anybody on his way out to do his little victory dance and spike the football is Ilhan Omar is defying Nancy Pelosi. That's what they're reporting up there. She's not going along with this. Yeah.
The left is eating their own?
I guess she's good for something, right?
Touche.
Put a little wrench in Nancy Pelosi's get up. It is so...
Omar's problem is we haven't spent enough.
Right, yeah.
She's a lunatic.
There's not enough socialism and...
Yeah.
You know, come on, we need a little more Karl Marx here. Come on.
She's still calling to have the Minneapolis Police Department defunded, debunked. Yeah.
I love that.
She is off the rails.
And she's whining about they're not fulfilling their oath and all
that,
this stuff.
Yeah, that.
It's like, wait
Unreal.
A minute. You can't have it both ways where you want to get rid of them, but then you complain, well, I want them, but they need to do more.
I just hate that they have MN in front of her whenever they show her talk, dribbling on about whatever she's dribbling on about.
Yeah, well, I live in North Dakota. I don't have to put up with that.
There is also news coming out of Biden. I know he called one of his buddies from CNN in the limousine on the way to the airport to fly out and said, you ready for this? Wait for it. We're within inches of getting a deal with Manchin and Sinema. We're within inches.
With people in your own party.
We've been hearing this for a month or more. I mean, just get it over with. Crying out loud.
Good luck with that.
Right?
Yeah. Texas says, breaking news, the framework on the reconciliation bill is being worked on. The vote will be later this afternoon. Again, same thing. I whatever. I'm tired of hearing about it. Just filled up the combine. $1,099.
Oh, man.
To keep the massive bushel muncher going. Last year, $600. Think about that, $1,100.
Reported to the IRS then, huh?
$1,100.
Doesn't that bring to mind a...
Let's go, Brandon.
Shout.
Versus $600. Yeah, thank you, Brandon, for that.
Let's go, Brandon.
You bet.
Thank you.
Ugh. Sorry to hear that, man. I know. I can't believe it
enough. See, this is why Republicans who are really now, let's just be realistic here, they have nothing in the way of actual power. I mean, Manchin and Sinema are the closest thing to power brokers now, and they're Democrats because they're at least a little less Democrat than Bernie Sanders, right? So Republicans have been really pounding away on this energy issue because it's a consumer issue. It's sort of like what's going on in Virginia with the focus on education. You know, when Democrats start saying out loud that they think it's a bad idea to have parents involved in education, you kind of have a crystallizing moment where you go, holy crap, they just said that. And then you have an issue that actually resonates with people. This energy thing, I mean, look, when you fill your combine last year for $600 and it's $1,100 now, that's a pinch. Okay? That's a what the heck is going on here? So it's basically all we have to do to kind of grasp on to something right now that actual facts and pocketbook issues might actually scare them, might actually cause people to go, wait a minute, I voted for idiots. Wait a minute. Look what they're doing to us. I don't know. That's my hope. What's yours? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Chris, you might want to check with Chet Pollard on what's going on because he's not answering the phone. He's not answering the text. So. I know this is the only slot to work for him, so we can't put him somewhere else today. Oh, no, says one texter. Some Bison fans were supposedly upset by Let's Go Brandon signs being displayed at Saturday's game. What a shame. Tisk, tisk.
Too bad. Don't look at him. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Three
First
words.
Amendment
Let's go
mean anything anymore?
Let's go, Brandon. Who can
Let's
be offended?
Let's go, Brandon.
Come on.
Who can be offended by that?
Everybody loves Brandon.
Well, but I mean.
I mean, unless there's a player on the opposing team by the name of Brandon, in which case, you know, let's be careful.
That's a great point, yes, yes.
We better check the roster, find out if that was the deal on the why they're offended. But seriously, if you got to contort yourself into, let's see, there's a sign up that says, let's go Brandon, and I know that was mistakenly thought to be what people were saying when they were saying, you know, F Joe Biden, therefore I don't like that sign being up. I mean, you really, I don't know, complain about a hot dog being not warm enough or, you know, being out of mustard or something. Find something really, really you can complain. Come on. No kidding, huh? Daniel, I need some names on these callers that are stacking up there, buddy. 701-258-0550. I can't go to a caller whose name I don't know. I guess I could.
Well, you could. Hi, yeah. Who's this?
Right. You could try the hi.
You're on what's in your mind.
Speaking of the Bison, by the way, there is a prayer breakfast on Saturday. Do you have the website for that? FMBCLA, I think it is, .org. Kevin, you want to pull that up
mm-hmm.
where people get tickets? But it's the Strength of the Herd prayer breakfast Saturday morning.
.com. FMVCLA.com.
All right, if you want tickets for this, go to FMVCLA.com. You can get them on your way into town.
Get them on their Facebook page, too, today.
But it's a really interesting program focusing on the strength of the herd coming from prayer. Trust in God. Love that they're doing that. Deanne and Bismarck, what's on your mind? Deanne, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. Sorry, you cut out for a minute. Hey,
no,
I just want to, dedicate, the song, The Weight of the Badge, to all of our national, to our first responders, because today is National First Responders Day. So I think it was a new song he came out with, and I just want to dedicate it to everybody out there.
The Weight of the Badge. And who's yes, singing sir. It, did you say?
George Strait.
Don't you love George Strait? My gosh.
Yes.
The guy's never, ever stopped. It's phenomenal. My buddy George Strait. That's fantastic. All right. Well, good call, Dan, dedicating that to the first responders. Here's a little shout out for him right here on the Weight of the Badge. Thanks for the call, Dan.
It's going to be a long one, another graveyard shift.
Yep.
As he says goodbye to his wife and kids.
Thank you, George Strait, for
his life
honoring
just like his dad's.
Our first responders. A lot of
driving away.
Examples of that were
under the weight.
It's a family tradition. Under the weight of the badge. Love it. Arlen was at the Bison game. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Arlen, were you offended by that Let's Go Brandon sign? Did that really tick you off?
Well, this is what I saw. During one of the media breaks, they did show your sign on the boards that they do at the Bison game, showing everybody signs they bring in. One group had the Let's Go Brandon one. What I heard was a bunch of cheers. I didn't hear anybody upset at the game. I think that's just some certain sports writer for the forum who didn't like that.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he and the two others. Two other people at the dome, but whiny liberals. Yeah.
There are suddenly cheers now or boos in the Fargo Dome, I guess, says the sports writer.
Wow, so it was up on the big screen and the place went rah, rah, rah. They liked it.
Yeah.
Exactly. They didn't chant it, but it was it was like we scored a touchdown or something.
I love it. Thanks for telling us that, Arlen. Appreciate it. Texter says, I quit listening to the Bison when Trey Lance took a knee, but I'm back listening now. Yeah, that was not a good chapter.
No.
Not at all. No doubt about that. All right, folks, we'll take a quick break. Got an APB out for Chet Pollard. Not sure what happened there, but we have Jim the Flagpole guy to lift our spirits when we come back. Then Mark Morgan on the border and tell you about a rally at the state capitol in Bismarck, November 8th, coming up, too. Let's go, Brandon!
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book is out. It's called Radical Nation. It blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House Press Secretary Sean learned how Washington really works, now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. Get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. And tune into Spicer & Company at 5 p.m. Central on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs, Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Kate, we're all doing this, folks. We turn on the news, we feel hopeless. Open borders, going to talk about that next hour. Spending gone crazy. More mandates, lockdowns, inflation, right? We're all doing the same thing. What do you do about it? How about this? One thing we can control is buying from companies that believe what you and I believe. So let's stick together now more than ever. And since 2012, there's been one company that stands with you. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. So broad nationwide coverage using the same towers all the major carriers do and plans to fit any budget with a 100% U.S.-based customer support team walking you through everything. They share your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responders. They have special discounts for vets and first responders for multi-line accounts. Why not support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values? PatriotMobile.com. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Same with our man, Jim the Flagpole Guy, who has installed patriotism on the business locations and farms and ranches and homes of folks all across the northern plains. A little refuge in the middle of this woke world in which we live. How are you today, Jim?
Hey, I'm wonderful, Scott. Thank you so much. What a great day. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I got my good friend Corey helping me today, and we're going to knock out four jobs. I'd like to thank Enterplus Resources and even Baker Consulting here. They're digging a hole for us so we don't with a hydrovac so we don't hit anything unexpectedly. And, you know, I'm so happy for this weather and the sunshine. And we're working 7 days a week, and we're just going as fast as we can. We're in the Dickinson area today, and we've got four jobs. We're going to four foundations we're going to do today. We got up early this morning. Boy, we watched the sun come up. It took like an hour or hour and a half for the sun to come over and show itself, but the sky was pretty most beautiful, orange and yellow. And you know, what a time for us to be alive and to be in America. You know, pretty grave out there when you look at the news. But I'm so happy that we are able to establish where we stand, and we install flagpoles for people, and you know, everybody's just so happy when it's finally in. And I think we're going to make our deadline. We're going to get everybody installed. I'm still counting on being able to work up into almost Christmas. I know I talked to you once. I was around December 22nd was my last one 2 years ago. I was at Spiritwood Energy. I don't know, Scott, just grateful that I can still do this, and grateful for my customers and the wonderful people that they are.
You are a great inspiration. I love the fact that you're reminding us that the sun is up, right? And we have another day to make a difference. People that did not wake up today, people that yesterday left this earth. So we're here to continue to be with our family and friends and celebrate. And you could wake up anywhere in the world, but waking up in the United States of America is in of itself a great gift. So we ought to just thank the good Lord for that every day. Hey, thank you. I got another day, and I live where I live. So if you enter every day thinking like that, I can guarantee you, absolutely 100% certainty in guaranteeing you, you'll have a better outlook on the day and all the things that get thrown at you. So thanks for reminding us about that, Jim. We appreciate that. Yeah, thanks for doing it. Go ahead.
There was just one bright note. I know Mike Lindell talks about getting Fox. I guess, is Tucker Carlson, he's going to do Stop the Steal special all next week?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I have not heard that, but, you know, that sounds like something that Fox News ought to be talking about.
I didn't have much time for TV, but I had a cup of coffee, and I was trying to wake up at 4 in the morning this morning, and, you know, I saw Stop the Steal come on Fox. So there's some hope.
There is, and we don't root for bad economic news, but the number on the growth in the third quarter was down to 2%. More evidence that the Biden policies of big government socialism are slowing the economy. That's a good thing because it's an awakening of there is a downside to these policies, and before they do more bad, at least we're seeing already the impact of that. So it's stagflation. High inflation, low growth. It is what saved America from a second term of Jimmy Carter. So I think that's something we could say, see, I told you so, and hopefully it awakens enough folks. If anybody out there needs a flagpole, wants to start planning on next year, give Jim the Flagpole Guy a call, 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you, Scott. God bless America.
Jim the Flagpole Guy, brightening your day a little bit. I love it. Hey, here's something for your calendar. Tuesday, November 9th. Tuesday, November 9th. The Ag and Energy Tour from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions is happening. Online at ndforallenergy.org. Leave Bismarck. 7:30 on Tuesday the 9th. Back late that afternoon. Breakfast and lunch included. Making stops at farms and ranches, seeing energy and ag work together, heading up to Watford City. If you'd like to go, reserve your spot. There's about 7-8 of those left. Call 400-9482, 400-9482. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub, and like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck 2. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.